Hey guys, welcome to the podcast studio. We're talking about life in the glass house and how church members can pray for their pastors, their pastors' wives, pastors' kids, missionaries, just in kind of behind the scenes type of situations. And on the podcast, we have Lydia Guyton, who is the daughter of Oscar and Tammy down in Nicaragua. Lydia, last week you talked to us just about how we could pray for just refreshment, and you know, because when you're out there doing the work, you just get tired, and in all different sorts of ways. How else can we be praying for pastors and missionaries?
I would pray for right now we're opening a new mission. Mm-hmm. In the north, and I've seen my dad like go every 15 days, and like just having that community with those people. Mm-hmm. And you know, making friends and all that. And sometimes it's hard, you know, because sometimes it's like three people or two people. But mm-hmm. you know, I've seen that courage and that necessity that my dad has, you know, for people and reach for new things, and like how God always put the correct people to start a new mission.
Yeah.
And even though I've seen, you know, like, you know, the Bible says like where two or three are, I will be there, you mm-hmm. know? And so it's just like, it's like, I see that, you know, and I see like when we travel to go there, and then when we come back to travel, and like, just, you know, just thinking about it. And I've seen that necessity in that place.
Yeah.
And I just like pray for that specific place, and pray for the new missions that we're gonna be open next year too. Because mm-hmm. I'm for sure know that there's not going to be probably there's not one yet still there. But I know eventually God is gonna put my dad's heart the necessity to go there.
It just seems to be the pattern, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So. Tell me where Oscar and Tammy are located now.
And we still live in Catarina.
Okay.
But the church, it's in Messiah.
Messiah.
Yes.
So when you talk about in the north, talking about North Nicaragua.
North Nicaragua.
So,
yes.
You mentioned something about Oscar. You talk about the courage.
Yes.
The courage that it takes to go into a new place where you might not know, you might not have any connections, and you're just going to talk to people and meet people. And I've seen that in Oscar. I mean, and so I think I think part of that is just part of his natural gifting, but it's also supernatural. Mm-hmm. It's also a gift that he's been given by the Spirit, and for him that we need to pray for him that he wouldn't just rely on just his natural abilities, but that he would rely upon the Lord in going into those mm-hmm. places. So I think that's a great thing to remember. It's not easy.
I mean,
you probably, what year in school are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. So last year was your first year coming over, right? It's not easy to go into a new place where you don't know anybody or anything like that. So, and he does that over and over and over again. And the Lord's been faithful.
Yes. And then, like, it's not only him, it's a whole family.
Yeah, that's right.
And even though I'm here in the U.S., you know, I still, like, my dad still talks about what he's doing and all that. And we go back and forth. But yeah, just a ministry. And even though I even said I leave my house and all that, you know, I'm still always going to be part of the ministry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, guys. So let me give you two things here. The first one, how you can pray for your pastor, missionaries that you support, is just that they would stay courageous in doing what God has called them to do, which is oftentimes ministry of the unknown, going into new places. And then particularly here with Oscar and Tammy and Lydia and Herbert. What's your brother's name?
Ostali.
Mm-hmm. Pray for them, because those are real people that you can pray for that are actually doing that very thing. So pray that they would continue to rely upon the courage that the Lord gives them. We'll see you next week.